Smishing attacks are now the scammer's tool of choice. A new Windows vulnerability has domain controllers fooled. The CISA publishes over 700 known vulnerabilities in its latest catalog. And finally, aggressive action against extended car warranty scams by the FCC. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for up-to-date scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 97. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Thanks for tuning in with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. We post all of our shows and bonus content on computerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. We love to hear from you, so give us a call during the show with your computer and cybersecurity comments and questions on our open studio line, 520-790-2040. Co-hosting today is Rob from the cast of the Unscrewed Theater. Good to have you again, sir.
Yeah, good to be back, Aaron.
All right. And all of our opinions are still our own.
Yes.
Not the station.
That disclaimer, I feel like attacked by that disclaimer sometimes.
Yes, but hey, we're allowed our opinions. We want to show some love to the expert technicians at Perfection Auto Works sponsoring our show today. We're getting a bit of relief with the gas prices, but not relief with this heat. So it might be a good idea to go over to Mike Emery for a checkup on your AC performance parts to make sure you have a cool rest of the summer, as well as minimizing breakdowns during the heat. Take advantage of their free 26-point inspection at Perfection Auto Works again, and their mighty good AC service. For an appointment, call 520-323-8650. Again, 520-323-8650. We have some interesting news happening this week. So there is a smishing attack. So when we had talked about the smishing attacks at the very beginning, the very next question people want to know is, what is a smishing attack? Now, Rob, you had some comments about this before, right? What does it sound like?
I didn't know at first. You had to tell me it was SMS. I mean, we're just sort of taking, anytime a new attack comes by, we just sort of, add ishing on the end of whatever it is, and smishing.
So this new thing, smishing. Well, smishing is the official term. So it's SMS phishing. And so there's phishing emails, phishing websites, and basically all of these types of things to get you to do things as a trick or a front when you think that you're doing one thing, but something else is happening in the background. So the smishing attack is on a text message. So if you're getting a lot of text messages seemingly from wrong numbers, this might be someone just saying out of the blue, "Hey, how you doing? Haven't spoke to you in a while. Oh, hey, yeah, I'll be right out." Or, "Hey, can you give me a ride to the store later?" Something that seems like a wrong number, that could be a smishing attack. What they're actually doing, they're trying to figure out, they may have a list of like 10,000 numbers. They're trying to figure out which ones are active and real. And if you reply to those messages, you think that you're doing the person a favor by telling them that they have the wrong number, but what you're actually doing, you are feeding information, data, into a database that says that your number is a good number for them to call again for more advertising. Okay.
So I have a text message from a couple weeks ago. It says, "Hey, Jason," is all it said. And so I didn't reply to that one because I'm not Jason. I don't know if that was a smishing attack or just an actual wrong number.
It probably is. And we're starting to see a lot more of those. I've noticed it about a month ago. I warned some of my friends about it. The best thing to do is to simply not reply at all. If you don't reply, then the database won't be updated and your phone will not be recorded as a live working number. And you don't want that. You don't want your number to be listed as a working number because that's just going to give you more stuff. And we don't want more stuff. All right. So that is a warning for you there. Also, a new Windows vulnerability has domain controllers fooled. We're calling this the login break because it affects the IT managers from logging into their Windows, into their control panels, which also house Windows authentication. So Windows authentications have to do with those two-factor authentication. So like when you sign into any type of Microsoft or any type of Google, they want to send you some code on your as a text message to make sure that that it's you. You have to punch in that six-digit code.
Sometimes you can get an email instead if you want.
It could be a text message. It could be a phone call. It could be a text message or anything like that. So with these authenticators, you do not want to have those things hacked, because once hackers get into the authentication levels, that's when problems start to arise, where they are now authenticating their own logins. And once they start authenticating their own logins, that's when it's the end of the world as we know it, because then everything starts to happen. Then people can start logging in as themselves in all crazy different ways. So thankfully, the CISA has figured this out, and they figured out that there's a patch for that. So hopefully enough people will actually start to use that. We do have a caller on line one. Paul has a question for us. Hi, Paul. You're on with the Computer Doctor Show.
Hi. Yeah, since looking for a car in the last few months, I'm getting a little tired and worried about giving these dealers my driver's license that for them to make a copy. And I'm wondering what do they do and why do they need a copy of my driver's license? It seems like I'm getting more calls because of that. What do you think?
Those calls are not coming from the dealers. It's not the dealers that are doing this, because the dealers, I should say the legitimate dealers are actually law-abiding. They're not going to break the law and start hassling you over the phone. These are highly targeted call lists that are being made by maybe half a dozen companies they're very skillful in figuring out what model year cars people have, and they make some generalizations when they make these calls. So what they're trying to do, if they're giving you information that's relating a lot to what's happening with you, that's just by circumstance. Okay, so it's not your dealership that's doing that. But as a personal thing, if you don't want somebody to take a picture of your ID, you don't have to do business with them. Go someplace else that doesn't require that. A lot of businesses, whether it's financial or any type of lending, car rental, hotels, they all take pictures of your driver's license, and it's for legitimate purposes, and they really do have good privacy policies. But it's not the dealerships that it's coming from. I hope that makes you feel a little bit better.
And they probably have to do that for insurance purposes if you do a test drive.
Yeah, that too. Does that answer your question, Paul?
Sort of. I would think they could just hold my license for a little bit and not have to make a copy of it.
Yeah, that'd
well,
be nice.
That's even worse, because the longer they have it in their possession, the longer they can do something with it. But just be careful out there. If you don't feel comfortable leaving your license or having somebody copy it, just move on. Go someplace else. Thank you very much for your for the call, Paul. There was also so this big car warranty scam that we were just talking about. Now, contrary to popular belief, this extended warranty scam that we were just talking on the phone with Paul about, there actually does exist a real extended car warranty plan. They are real. They really do exist. There are real legitimate ones that are out there. I know this firsthand because I had it in myself when I was in my 20s. I was fortunate enough to run across this auto finance place in Long Island when I was living in New York, and they pre-approved me for an amount of money for a car. I found a car, bought the car, and then they financed it, and they also included this in extended warranty as part of my payments, as part of the umbrella payments. And I didn't realize it. The woman had given me this piece of paper. I just put it in the folder and took it home. And about a year and a half later, my transmission goes out. And I remembered this paper. I pulled this paper out, took it down to my mechanic. I paid a $50 deductible, and they redid my entire transmission. It was from that day that I remembered, okay, so this thing is real. But some of these are not, okay? Now, here is where the FCC comes into play. The FCC started a series of actions that will halt possibly billions. There are billions of these calls being made every year. And it's mainly related to extended auto warranty scams. And it's specifically to that genre of scam. Specifically extended auto warranty.
Okay, so just a quick question. Yep. What do you think the odds are of one of us two getting an extended car warranty call during this show?
I don't know. Maybe Tom can tell us if we get an extended auto warranty call during the show. If we do, just pass it through. We'll put them on the
radio. On our cell phones here.
Let me turn my cell phone back on.
If we have three phones.
Yes, if we have three phones turned on, we might just get one. But here's the thing. The FCC is trying to crack down. The way they're doing this is, first, they're mandating that the communications that use their detection algorithms detect these calls and stop them in their tracks. So a lot of the receiving end. So in order for a phone call to make to be placed, you have a subscriber. The phone call goes through the phone company. Their phone company has to communicate with the other phone company of the phone number where they're going to. That trace can be routed. So the FCC is putting pressure on them to actually route these calls and to monitor them of where they originate, not necessarily through the phone number, because the phone numbers are completely useless now. People can fudge phone numbers all the time, but now they're looking at the routing. It's harder to fudge the routing. So that's the level that the FCC is operating on with everyone that is cooperating. So they have opened a legal investigation they've opened up this legal investigation and are looking for violations of illegal robocalls. Some of the recordings making it sound official, like, we have been trying to get a hold of you. We are about to close your file. We've heard that.
Did you promise, really?
Yeah. This is your absolute last phone call. I said, finally, this is the absolute last phone call. Or if you would like to be removed from our list, press 2, you know, something like that.
Never press 2.
If you push 2, we're going back to these smishing attacks, right? Uh-huh. Because you're just validating your phone number that a real human just heard you to push 2, and now you're going to get more of these phone calls. So a lot of these calls seem to be originating from voice over IP phone services by the names of CallPipe, Fugle Telecom, Geist Telecom, Global Links, Mobi Telecom, South Dakota Telecom, Skip Connect, and Virtual Telecom. So the FCC has traces to the origination of these illegal calls from these companies, and the scammers love using these companies because they allow them to perform all of these calls, and there must be, you know, the companies must be aware of some of this happening. So the FCC has brought it to their attention. They said that if they do not stop these calls within 48 hours of a couple of days ago, they were going to cut off their services to linking to other phone services. So their clients will only be able to call other clients within their network. They won't be able to call out to other phone numbers, which is a pretty nifty solution.
But it always seems like these calls come in waves, where you get a bunch of calls and they sort of whatever, they figure out how to block them, they die off for a while, then they get around to another few weeks later, you get another bunch, and
yeah.
Right now I'm getting a series of those calls which are questioning my manhood, but that's another story.
Well, you know what it is, why they come in waves. There's a George Jetson guy who just, his entire job is just pushing one button and then sitting back and watch a whole bunch of things happen. But we're going to take our midway break with a word from our sponsors up next. Science and tech history from this week. And the CISA publishes a brochure of over 700 security vulnerabilities. This is the Computer Doctor Show. Stay tuned.
September 1964.
The one and only Beatles!
Like, this is a life-changing moment, man. I mean, the Beatles live in concert.
They sound just like the records, man.
Oh, man, I know exactly what I want to do with my life. Tomorrow I'm going to Marshall's Music Store and buy a guitar.
You can't play guitar.
I'll learn. Yep. Now, what about you? You gonna play drums? What? Mm-hmm.
How did those four dudes get here anyway?
Hey, in that fancy car over there, man, next to the stage.
Well, you know what I was thinking? I want to be the guy that makes sure they get to the next concert. I want to work on cars. You know, back in the day, everyone wanted to be a musician, but not me. I wanted to fix cars. This is Mike Emery from Perfection Auto Works with a passion for doing your auto and truck repairs correctly. Imagine driving along in your car with the radio tuned and ice-cold air conditioning on, cruising with peace of mind. 323-8650 and PerfectionAutoWorks.com.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with Rob, co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Before we get into our next segment, Rob, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Well, Unscrewed Theater is Tucson's home for improv comedy. We have family-friendly shows every Friday and Saturday night at 7:30, and tonight, the second Saturday of the month, we have our Uncensored show at 9 o'clock. So we're at 4500 East Speedway, and we have a special guest tonight coming down from, the Phoenix area. I forget which burb of Phoenix. The Bridge Theater in Phoenix is become. They're going to be come down doing a special show with us tonight. Last month we went up did a special show with them in Phoenix. It was part of an improv exchange between Tucson and Phoenix. So coming out tonight, that should be a fun show.
Improv exchange. Yes. I like that.
We get to see people put different theater have slightly different styles and play with them, and they get to play with us. And it's always a lot of fun to see what other groups do.
All right,
we learn some new games, and sometimes they learn some new games.
Improv and nonprofits, yep. Excellent. Okay, here are some announcements. Verizon has to pay a fine to the FCC in an amount of $100,000 for failure to produce documents regarding their disability policies. They're, you know, for the deaf and for the blind, they have to make sure that their services are up to par so that those services can be used by those with disabilities. Now, they're supposed to be keeping records of this, and they've failed to do that, so they have to pay this $100,000 fine. These requirements are required for a lot of telecommunication companies, so owning and operating a telecommunications company is extremely difficult, so I highly don't recommend that you do that, Rob.
thanks for the tip. Pro tip.
So, I guess you could if you can just leech onto like a larger company and have them do all of your stuff while you're just operating these phone numbers over here. You know, so there are companies that actually do that. Also, mark your calendars. July 16th. Do you know what July 16th starts? We've been waiting for it for about a year now.
July 16th. That got me on that one.
I'll give you a clue. 9/8/8.
Ooh, that's... I knew that was come. Didn't know that was the day, though.
Yes. So July 16th starts National 9/8/8. What the 9/8/8 number, similar to 911, is the 9/8/8 is the new suicide hotline number. It's for suicides and mental emergencies. It is a national number, the same number that you would call... regardless of where you are in the United States, if there's a suicide or a mental emergency, you could now dial 988 starting July 16th. Incidentally, this is the reason why right here in Tucson, we now have to dial 520 on all of our calls. Seven-digit dialing has stopped, as far as I know. There might be some phones that can still do that, but they're not supposed to. If they are doing it, they're not supposed to. So... just be aware of that. So just remember.
I had to go through and add the area code to a bunch of my contacts and my things that weren't in there. So.
Yes. And if you have a friend or loved one that has automatic dialers on their medical alert or even on their fire or police alert system at their house where it's automatically dials a phone number to the police station or something, make sure it now includes the area code 520 or whatever the area code that it is using. And since lots of people listen to the show nationally, no matter what state you're in, even if you're not in Arizona, okay, make sure that all of your phones are now programmed to dial 10-digit dialing, including your area code for all your phone numbers. Amazon Prime Day is coming up July 12th to the 13th.
Followed by Amazon Porch Pirate Day on the 13th and 14th.
Yes. So one word of caution, when buying computers on Amazon, I don't recommend that you do that. I recommend that you stick with the big box chains, your Sam's Club, your Costco, Walmart, Best Buy, places like that. The reason why is because there's a whole lot of resellers on Amazon that sell computers with overclocked specs. And you're buying an overclocked system that is not designed to handle the heat that is going to be generated from it being overclocked. So just be very, very careful. Always shop for specs, not for brands, but be extremely wary of buying from refurbishers, resellers that are simply just overclocking their systems. What do we have for Science and Tech Anniversary? I think we only have one,
yes,
right?
Just one today, and it's one that is the bane of our existence, many of our existences. the Henry F. Phillips, 86 years ago, Henry F. Phillips received a patent for a new kind of screw and a new screwdriver needed to make it work. The Phillips screwdriver.
And Phillips screw.
Yes, and Phillips screw.
You can't have the driver without the screw or the screw without the driver. No. So he invented both. How about that? So 86 years with the Phillips screw. Just with the amount of time that we have left, the Cybersecurity Infrastructure and Security Agency, or the CISA, they published a catalog that has 787 known vulnerabilities to the IT community. It's also known as the Exploited Vulnerabilities Catalog. So you can look this up. We're going to put this on a link on computerdoctorshow.com. Click episodes and find episode 97. And what that will... we're going to put that link on there. You could actually see this catalog. It's a very, very lengthy catalog, 787 entries. Each entry represents a known vulnerability that are being used to infiltrate systems, to find ways to make servers go down, or to challenge their ability to operate properly, okay? Each one of these operations, each one of these vulnerabilities could be catastrophe, okay? And it runs on a very, very high level of IT. So much of these hacks can happen today are already known vulnerabilities, including command line injection and also SQL injection. And injections are one of the best tools, I can say, if you ever want to be a hacker. Okay, find ways to...
We do not advocate actually being a hacker.
learn injection. Now, if you learn injection, if you know how it's done, you'll be able to protect yourself. Okay, so I'm not saying to learn it to infect other people, but learn it so that you don't get infected.
Learn
if you know
how
it works.
Learn it with the white hat, not the black hat.
Right. That would be like the white hat hackers out there. Make sure that you know how these things work, especially if you're working in IT or anything in that level of your expertise. Make sure you take a look at that FCC brochure report. Before we wrap up, we just want to thank our sponsor again, Perfection Auto Works, again for sponsoring this episode. Stop by their location on Speedway in Craycroft for your free 26-point inspection. As always, don't click unverified links in emails or text messages. Use a password manager. Enable two-factor authentication. Verify all incoming and outgoing calls. Back up your system to the cloud and listen to the Computer Doctor Show live on Saturdays and post it as podcast on Tuesdays. If you missed any part of this episode, go to computerdoctorshow.com, click episodes, find episode 97. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Rob was co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. Stay safe, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to the Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.